Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, yesterday we talked with Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty about the Sedgwick County Commissioners and how they're considering a new sales tax to help reduce property taxes. With us now is former Wichita City Councilman Jeff Blubaugh, who is running for the Sedgwick County Commission. Jeff, thank you for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, John, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak about the sales tax.
Well, you know, you're familiar with this. You served on the city council for 8 years, and I know you've been out door knocking a lot, and I wanted to kind of get your perspective. And it, you know, you're not on the county commission, but I know you've been talking to voters out in your district, and I'm just curious to get your take on this. And it seems like, you know, I know and I appreciate the fact the county commission is looking to find a way to reduce property taxes. Do you think this is the right way for them to approach this?
So when you look at a sales tax, I believe sales tax should always have a sunset, because that way, whenever you set out to do something, you can show the public that you did it, and then if you want to go back and ask again, you can show them your plan. So what's going on here? In 1985, when this 1 cent sales tax was passed, it was sold to the public as an opportunity to finish Kellogg. So 50% was going to go toward Kellogg, and 50% was going to go toward sales tax or property tax reduction. Well, what happened, and during my time on council, against my votes, is they started to use the funding. They went to the North Junction. They utilized it for more of Northeast Wichita, and really not using it as we said they were going to do. So now we're looking at wanting to take the 50% property tax reduction portion out of it and use that for quality of life projects. And that's definitely not how it was sold in 1985. You look at, you know, over the past, you know, 40 years goes by, and people forget what that tax was originally put in place for.
Yeah.
And you look at the city of Hayesville, they just passed a 1 cent sales tax with no sunset. So what's going to happen? Who's going to say that that's always going to go toward parks and street improvement? You know, what if you have a future council come in there and change it? That's why I'm so, you know, the city of Wichita doesn't even have a sales tax. It's just 1 cent countywide sales tax. And I don't think it's right to divert it from what the how it was originally sold to the public.
I mean, I understand what they're trying to do, that they, in the grand scheme, they're trying to lower property taxes. My frustration is that they're not addressing the elephant in the room, which is cutting spending. And really, you wouldn't have to be looking at an alternate funding source if they would do what needs to be done, which is cut spending.
And John, you're exactly right. I know the county commission's challenge. They want to make everyone happy. But when you look at some of the budget increases and what offsets that, well, you look at, you know, $25 million project going on at Exploration Place. You look at $2.2 million of new funding going to the Child Advocacy Center. And I'm not saying these aren't worthy causes, but at the same time, you've got to, people are struggling in their houses right now. I mean, I'm out there knocking doors. People are choosing, you know, are they going to pay their prescription drugs or are they going to pay for their property taxes? I mean, there's really people hurting out there, and they're having to make cuts at their house, real cuts. And I think government, people expect government to do the same. Unfortunately, the cuts that I've seen in the county budget, I think, are just thin little paper cuts. We've got to be more realistic about this, and we've got to run these budgets like we would our own household budgets.
We're talking with Jeff Blubaugh this morning here on KNSS. And Jeff, it looks like the Wichita City Council exceeding revenue neutral, and that means more property taxes for Wichita residents. I mean, you were on the council for a couple of terms. Do you agree with the course of action they're following right now?
No, I voted against the revenue neutral. And I would continue, if I was on the city council right now, I would have voted for it again. And it's the same thing. The city and the county can collaborate a lot more than what they're doing. You look at, you know, historically, the county used to take care of all the mental health. Well, now the city's kind of getting it into that. And you look at the homeless, the city used to deal with most of the homeless because most of it was in the city of Wichita. Now the county's doing that. We've got to have more collaboration. There's a, you know, I was on the Wichita City Council for almost 11 years, and I've seen a lot of things, a lot of opportunities that, you know, there's functional silos within the city and within the county, and you've got two institutions that they're just not working together like they could be. You look at our parks and rec, you look at payroll, there's so many things that we could be working together. That's what businesses do whenever they collaborate, and that's what we've got to do here and show the community that you know, we're making those cuts and trying to, you know, just trying to foster what works for people.
You know, I think one of the things that has frustrated me as I've looked at this budget is I don't see, and it's the same with the school district, I don't see that they've made a real effort to find those efficiencies, to consolidate between the city and the county before coming back to the taxpayers. I think Wichita taxpayers would be more willing to look at increases to their property taxes if they'd been able to make the case that we've made every meaningful cut. But when you're still looking at, for example, $1.2 million in art for the new water treatment plant, $2 million in art projects in total in the city budget, none of that's been cut, and yet they're still coming back for more property tax increase. You see what I mean? It's until you make meaningful cuts, then you come back and you ask for more taxes. But when I'm out door knocking and folks are worried about being, you know, losing their homes, retirees, folks on fixed incomes, that's when I think they really got to start getting, you know, get serious about cuts before you come back and ask for more money.
John, one of the greatest gifts I had is, you know, whenever I termed out in January, and you kind of get in the bubble, you get in the institution, And, you know, you're spending most of your time with your colleagues and not the public. I've really enjoyed this year and getting out and talking to taxpayers. And folks are struggling. And the message is clear. They don't want any more taxes. No more sales taxes. No more property tax increases. No more bonds. I was on the Goddard School Board prior to being on the Wichita City Council. And I hear some of these school districts, not Goddard, but some of the other school districts are tire-kicking bond issues. At the same time, they're saying enrollments are going to decrease for the first time in 30 years. So how do you come out and ask for bonds that are going to continue property tax increases when you know that we have less kids in the classroom? I mean, some of these things, we just got to work with the public and what the public needs.
Jeff, I appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time this morning. If folks want to get in touch with you, if they want to help or volunteer or donate, what's the best way for them to reach out and support you, brother?
You know, you can visit my website at jeff4sedgwickcounty.com or call my personal cell number. It's 316-640-0656. I'll gladly take your call.
There's a brave candidate right there, my friend. I appreciate you, my friend. Carry on the work, bro.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Jeff Blubaugh with us here this morning on KNSS, live with Steve and Ted. All right, it is 8:20 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now, let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Got a big volleyball match tonight for the Shockers. Heading up to Lawrence, Wichita State visiting 13th-ranked Kansas. Home opener for the Jayhawks. We're off to a 3-0 start. Shockers with a record of 2-1. That'll get underway at 6:30 this evening. As the Shocks have lost their last 18 matches against ranked opponents, dating back for 7 years. Shocks would love to get that streak going the other way and stop it right here tonight. Wichita State at 13th-ranked KU, 6:30 this evening for volleyball action. Major League Baseball, don't have a lot of good things to say about the Kansas City Royals. Kind of the same deal, another loss, 7-1 against the first-place Cleveland Guardians last night at Kauffman Stadium. As the Royals only got 4 hits, the bullpen was not good. Now that's a season-high 7-game losing streak for the Royals. As the bottom 5 guys in the lineup combined to go 0-17 last night. All right, the Royals will try to stop the streak again tonight. It's the finale of a 3-game series. Royals hosting the first-place Guardians at 6:30 this evening. All-star, 14-game winner Seth Lugo is the starting pitcher tonight for the Royals. See if they can get back in the win column. Despite all that negative news, good news is that the Royals still are in decent shape. They have a 4.5-game lead for a playoff spot in the American League at the moment. from other Major League action yesterday. The St. Louis Cardinals went on the road in Milwaukee, beat the first-place Brewers 7-4 in 12 innings. Cardinals, good week. They've won 5 out of 7. Still, St. Louis is 5.5 games back for a wild card spot in the National League. And a happy birthday today to, a big-time Kansas star. Terrence Newman is 46 years old today. Long time playing corner, defensive back in the NFL for 15 years with the Dallas Cowboys, Cincinnati Bengals, Minnesota Vikings. Of course, he played college football for the Kansas State Wildcats, where he was a unanimous All-American. Guy that came out of Salina Central High School and became a huge star at K-State under head coach Bill Snyder, and was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. Like we said, unanimous All-American. The number 5 overall pick in the NFL draft, too, before that long career in the NFL. And he's in the Kansas State Hall of Fame as well. Pretty good football player right there from Salina, Kansas. The great Terrence Newman celebrating a birthday today. He is 46 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted. And we have a traffic and weather update on the way. And more Democrat talk about raising taxes. That's next on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.